Test your sense. Is my voice there?
Yes, Ron.
Oh, thank you. Brother Andrew, can we ask you maybe if you open the web of prayer? Because we will have just a few songs and we will ask Brother Maxwell just to come.
Okay. Father, as we approach unto thee upon this evening once again, for the privilege, Lord, of coming unto you in prayer, how we want to seek thy face at this time, Lord. Father, we know that unless the Lord builds the house, they build in vain. Jesus, we know, Lord, that it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit. We know, Lord, that we don't even know how to pray as we ought, but it's your Spirit that leads us to pray according to your will. So help us now, help Brother Vlad as he leads us in some worship. Help each and every one of us, Lord, to get in tune at this time, to focus on you and to wait upon you, Lord. And Father, may you bless the song worship, bless the minister as he waits upon you, Lord, to quicken us and to pray. And as we pray upon this day, may you be our strength, may you be our quickening power, may you lead us and guide us to, Father, Lord, come to the end of the service and that your will may have been done. Bless all your people that have gathered. In Jesus' name, amen.
I don't know who is doing songs. If we can put come and dine, come and dine. Come and dine. Amen. Jesus is inviting us this evening to come and dine with him. Amen. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna, he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, this lit us up with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called unto them, come and dine. Have they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfied the hungry every time. Come and dine, the master called it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assembled be. What will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. We've got the power. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand. Let's agree together. Let all our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen, my dear brother. Sister can find song. It's every promise in the book is mine. Amen. Amen, we will claim whatever it is by his promises in his name. Amen. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. If it's sickness that you feel and your body isn't well, remember he's a great physician and in him all life dwells. Cast your cares on Jesus and you'll find you'll soon be whole. Believe his word and promise, all is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. You might ask him for the salvation of one your close relation. One you truly love is caught far away. Look unto the Lord and by faith
stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon His name. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. You may find you lost the passion, maybe because your poor reaction. Or life is in that fair, and does He really care? Look unto the Lord, and you'll find He's always there. Believe His word and trust our God, He cares. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Amen. Sister, if you find that song, I know the master of the ring. Amen. Maybe we can sing two more songs and we will ask Brother Maxwell if he can come for a moment. Amen. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sails on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh yes. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. El Elohim. El Elohim. down to the Savior. Elela, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Lord, we come to you in worship, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, we will lift up our holy hands. Elelam, Elohim, how we long to worship you, yes, Lord. Elelam, how we long to worship you. Here we are in Satan's Eden, and Satan comes to beat us down. But with your spirit here before us, in righteousness we'll rise and sing. Elelam, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Elelam, how we long to worship you.
Maybe we can do last song before the next song comes. We are here to praise you, Lord. Lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can bring. Bringing you our love, rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can bring. Bringing you our love, rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord. Bringing you our love, bringing you our love, rising from our heart, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord. Bringing you our love,
rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, I love you, I love you. Maybe once more bringing you Avalon, bringing you Avalon, rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, I love you. I love you,
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we love you. Amen. I believe God. Even before ready, heard our prayers, our desires, and all our petitions, they are all before him. Amen. We are thankful another Friday that the Lord, his grace, has given us the opportunity for us to come to him, to lay across our petitions and our desires. So, ready to be a thankful to Father and blessings unto us. So, in everything, we give thanks first. Shall we stand at this moment and give thanks unto him, bringing the best that is in us, all that we can give. Let's give it now and say, Lord, we thank you, we bless you. Having taken us through the week so far, oh Lord, it has been your own hands that has taken us through, Lord. Father, your grace, let us all pray. Let's pray thanksgiving. Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, for yet another, Lord, my day. Oh, the end of colleges and schools. Father, they are going out and coming in, Lord. Father, you have, through your protection, your mercy and grace, have seen everyone through, oh God. Father, we say thank you, we bless you. Oh Lord, we thank you that even today, oh Lord, another Friday, you are appointed to us, Lord, to come to you. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, your arms of love, is so open, Lord, to us, oh God, to come in. And Father, we have also come, oh God. And Father, we are thankful that, Lord Jesus, you have received us, even this evening, oh God. Father, as we come, oh God, oh Lord, we love you as you first loved us, oh God. And we come with all reverence, Lord. We come with all reverence, with all thanksgiving, with all obedience, Lord, with all humility, Lord Jesus, that, oh God, tonight, once again, Lord, you will inspire us, oh God, by your word, oh God. Father, we may not know how even to pray, but Lord Jesus, we know that, oh God, living through your word, oh Lord, oh, you inspire us, Lord, to say something, oh God. Oh, that Lord Jesus will meet, oh Lord Jesus, your very thoughts, oh God, that you have for us, Lord. So, Father, we want to surrender all to you this moment. We surrender, oh Lord Jesus, our very lives, all our needs, oh God. We bring them before you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that to God tonight, oh Lord, we will receive, oh, even within ourselves, oh God, we can testify that of the truth. Oh, you have heard us, oh God, and that, Lord, every desire have been met, oh God. So, Father, we once again, we say thank you. We bless you, Lord. We glorify your name. Oh, wonderful Jesus, blessed be thy name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we bless your name. Oh, we give all glory to you as we now, Lord, oh, sit at your feet, oh God. We would like to hear you, God. And now, Lord Jesus, let your Holy Spirit now, oh, sweep over every home, oh God, wherever your children, oh, are now, Lord, tuned in, oh Lord Jesus. Father, bless each and everyone now. We commit all into your hands. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give glory to you. May you be seated for a while as we look through the request that we have for tonight. Amen. Yes. One of the requests comes from our precious sister Dash. In the first place, she wants to thank the Lord for an answered prayer. She has now gotten a job. Oh, praise the Lord. And he wants to say thank you to the saints for your prayers. Oh, always praying, remembering her in prayer. And we thank God for it. And the thing is, the job, the offer that she has received, they've come in two. Oh, praise the Lord. Not one, two. And so now she wants to ask God, Lord, which way to go? Because she wants her choice to be the choice of God. So she has brought back what God has done for her back to her house, the house of God, back to the presence of God. The Lord, help me now that I make the right choice. So she's asking that the church, the saints of the living God, we will all commit into the hands of the Lord for the right choice to be made. Amen. So thanksgiving and a request from our precious brother and sister, Dash. Amen. Then we will remember our precious brother Wilmer also. He's in Sofia, Bulgaria, for work. And it's really something that is telling on prayer. And about the fact, then we have a request also from Sister Check. Just about a week, last week, she lost her husband, Brother Davy. We have known him for quite a years now. And our precious brother died of colon cancer. And he was just 53 years. And We would like to pray and commit the family into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord will comfort the family and strengthen them at this time as they are going through a difficult time. And one thing is that, you see, he left behind two teenage boys. And brethren, it will take only God, amen, to step in, to be the father of these children, amen, to lead them. So we will commit our precious sister and the teenagers into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord will always be present in the midst of them, amen. And we will continue to remember our precious brother Pele also. We have not given up. We believe. So we are still praying. Amen. You are all aware that the medical side, they did what they could and they gave him up. And they never gave him even the chance of 2 weeks, but now our brother is still holding on because prayer is being always offered, and God's time, we believe that it will surely come. Amen. And we remember our precious sister Lily also, that it is not easy combining going to the hospital all the time, and at the same time having to go to work and other activities. So we will remember our precious sister Lily also in prayer. Then the last but not the least, I think you've already heard the voice message from our dear Pastor Andrew, looking for a new place, a house. And it's not a question of one person, it's a big family looking for a house. And it takes what the Lord, because a house, when you get it, it has to be until the time you yourself feel that you need to leave the place. It has to be a house where all the time that you have, you desire, you live at that place. I've lived in my house for over 8 years. So I know some people have lived in their homes more than that, but you see, it takes the grace of God to give you the right place. So let us commit our pastor into the hands of the Lord. Amen. The search for a house, because a place of peace will always make him to be able to have the rest, the peace, to seek the face of the Lord. So it's something that we need to put into prayer with all seriousness. So, and all other requests that has not been here, but the Lord knows everyone. We commit all into the hands of the Lord tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we will pray over all these requests as we hear from the Lord his word of inspiration tonight, which is going to lead us in prayer. Amen. Shall we stand to the reading of the word now? God richly bless you. Tonight, we are going to look at one of the many prayers the psalmist, our precious brother David, offered to the Lord. He was a man of prayer. So we are going to look at one of his prayers. And based upon that, for tonight's prayer meeting. Amen. You know, our precious brother David often speaks to his own soul. He speaks to his soul. And when we learn to do the same in prayer, amen. So let's turn to Psalm 62, and we shall read from the 5th verse to the 8th, verses 5 to 8. Psalm 62. Let's hear the word of God. David speaking to his soul said, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." Amen. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. And my refuge is in God." So now, verse 8, David now telling us, "Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah." Oh, praise the Lord. David, speaking to his soul, said, My soul, wait thou upon God. For my expectation is from him." And that's the subject we are holding on tonight. My expectation is from him. Praise the Lord. So that it will not be my own expectation. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, tonight, it is not our expectation, Lord, but Lord, what you have already, O God, expected for us, Lord Jesus, what you have decided for us, that's what, O Lord Jesus, we are looking on to tonight. What you have chosen for us, Lord. What you desire for us, Lord. That's what we want, oh God, to be our expectation, Lord Jesus. Even, Lord, tonight, the number of requests that has been put across, Lord. How, Lord, it all comes to this. The very thing that, Lord, you want to tell us tonight, that it will not be on expectation, but Lord, be yours. What you have chosen, what you have prepared for us, let that be our expectation tonight, even in our prayer, in all our desires, Lord. Our needs, Lord Jesus. We commit all into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God will bless you. May you be seated. My soul, wait thou only upon God, only God. For my desire is that all my expectation would come from him. Amen. Amen. My soul, my expectation is from him. Now, expectation is a desire that is in the heart of man. And no single day passes that man will not expect something. Something good. Something special. So you could see that man's expectation is to succeed in life. Man's expectation is to achieve something high in life. And the prophet, our prophet William Branham, gave us a lead in the message book Expectation 1961. He said, expectations usually is based upon a faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Expectation usually is based upon a faith. You have to have faith before you can expect anything. That should be the way. You have to have faith before you can expect anything. So he said, expectation is based upon a faith. Praise the Lord. And we all know faith is what? A revelation. And a divine revelation comes from God. Amen. A divine revelation comes from God. Faith is an expectation. Is based upon a faith. A revelation. Which should come from God. That's why. David praying, he said, my soul, wait only upon God. For my expectation is from him. I will receive a revelation from him. Praise God. Oh, may the prayer of our precious brother David be our prayer tonight. He was inspiring his soul. Inspiring his soul. My soul, wait thou only upon God, not on any other thing. Because my expectation must come from him. Then, my brother, you and I tonight, we got to ask ourselves, had our expectations, our desires, the things that we want to achieve, do they come from God? Are they the will of God? What God has ordained for us? Oh, yes. Is it a revelation from God? As we have a request, all these requests, we want what? We want our expectations from God. Sister Dash wants to know, you see, the will of God. Which way to go? Which of the jobs that she needs to want? She needs to take. God bless you, sister. God having given you something and you brought it back to his house to make a choice. Amen. The same thing also. Our pastor, Pastor Andrew, looking for a house. Not just going and taking a house just like that. But his expectation must come from him. It got to be a revelation. Expectation is based upon a faith. Oh, thank you, our prophet. Praise the Lord. In the message book, the unity of one God in the one church. The reason he tries that he was so designed to do so. God made him that God has made us in a way that you will desire something. You will expect something because it is in you. But David said, hey, my soul, let it be from God. Amen. It's in you. Every hour, every minute, every second, man expects something to be done. The expectation is in there. But David, so conscious that it will not be his own, but that it will be his expectations will not be a revelation that comes from God. Expectation based upon faith. Amen. Now the prophet went on. But the trouble of it is, in his achievement, as man's achievement, he tries to do something within himself. And that's where he makes his mistake and gets into trouble. Oh, praise the Lord. Our precious sister Dash, God bless you again. We brought you to the house for God to show you the way. Oh, Pastor Andrew, not just going for a house. He said, hey, I brought it here. Amen. Before God, that my expectation will be a revelation, will be from God. My soul, wait thou upon God. Amen. Now the prophet went on. He said, and all the time these things are going on, that means when man expectations come in, oh, you want something. Oh, you are looking for something. You are desiring something. He said, all the time these things are going on. He said, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living God is striving with flesh, trying to get man away from his own achievement, trying to get man away from his own selfish motives and objectives, you see, to a plan which God had laid down. Amen. The prophet said, as long as man works in his own plan, he will be a failure. And a man can only achieve right when he comes back with the right objectives and the right motives. And that is according to God's plan for him. Because any other foundation is on the sinking sand. Amen. We don't want that. No. That's why David showing us the way to pray, my soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation, I want it to come from God. My desires, I want it to come from God. What I will choose, I want it to come from God. The future I want for my children, I want it to come from God. Because we are going to pray tonight. What is your expectation for your children? has to come from him. Say, Lord, help me. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's the same thing. Our precious sister, Erin Jones, the two teenagers. May the Lord lead them. It should be according to what he has already ordained. He knows why he has taken the husband away. And he whose hands is responsible, the whole thing, the next thing is what? To commit everything into his hands. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, he's only my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. He is my glory. I don't glory in anything. I glory in his name. The rock of my strength. I have no strength of my own. I lean always upon him because he's my strength. My refuge is in him. Praise God. And then he tells you and me, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is the refuge. And tonight we are going to pour out our hearts onto him. Lord, it's your expectation, not my own. Your own will, not my own. Your own choice, not my own. Oh, praise God. Expectations is based upon a faith. And you have to have faith. Faith in what? We all know that faith is, or faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Amen. So our expectation must be based upon what we hear from the word, from him. Praise God. If it is not going to be our own way, then as expectation is based upon faith, faith coming by what? Coming by hearing the word of God. So our expectation must be based upon what we hear from him, his word. Oh, yes, sir. That woman from Canaan by the coast of Tyre and Sidon, the prophet said, this poor little woman, she had never seen him, but she heard of him. She heard of him. That he can heal all manner of all diseases. Praise the Lord. So her expectation was based upon what she heard. The word, Jesus, about Jesus. Oh, praise God. And we know how the prophet said the hindrances that came along her way, but her mind was already made up. Praise God. She has heard something. So her faith was based upon, her expectation was based upon the faith that she had. When she heard about Jesus Christ. So our faith, our expectation must be based upon what? Faith. What we hear, praise God, from the word. if we want to follow him, if his expectation would be our expectation, then let's base our faith, our expectation upon what we hear his word. Amen. This woman heard that Jesus, he has done what he has done for many people. And she believed that he would be able to do it once again, even now, for her. Praise God. Again, our expectation must be based upon his promises. Our expectation must be based upon his promises. Then we will be, see, we will not what? Go ahead of him or go wayside, because it is his promise. And so our expectation must be based upon his promises. Oh, one man took his promise, and the Bible says he staggered not. Amen. Against hope, he believed in hope, because it was the promise of God. You know whom I'm talking about, our father Abraham. His expectation, he based it upon God's promises. And the Bible says, and be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead, and even the deadness of his wife Sarah's womb. And he was about 100 years old. See, the Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. A man that could say, I'm fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. So our expectations must be based upon his promises. And when you take the promise of God that fit into what you are expecting, my brother, my sister, hold on to it. Stagger not. Wait. Oh, my soul. Wait thou only upon God. Amen. So our expectations must be based upon the promise of God. There are many promises in his word. My brother, let's take any one of them. He has spoken it. Then it will be his own expectation, not your own. Oh, yes, sir. That's what the prophet said. He said, all the time, the spirit of the living God is striving with flesh, trying to get man away from his own achievements, trying to get man away from his own selfish motives and objectives to a plan of God. And when your expectation is based upon his promises, my brother, my sister, oh, you are on God's expectation. And no matter, it will come to pass. Like Abraham was fully persuaded. See, that what he had promised he will be able to want to perform. Praise God. And we all know for that it was what imputed unto him for righteousness. Oh, praise God. Brethren, our expectation must be based upon what? God's plan. God has a plan. Must be based upon God's plan. You remember Jochebed and Amram. They looked into the world and they saw the plan of God for the children, for the deliverance of the children of Israel. They saw the plan of what God had planned for Israel. And we see that it has remained about 40 years for that deliverer to come. See, this is about this time that deliverer must be born. That deliverer would be what? Exactly 40 years to lead the people. So they looked at God's plan and based their expectation that, oh God, let that deliverer come from our home. Let the deliverer all be born in our home, oh Lord. See? Their expectation based upon God's plan for the deliverance of what? The children of Israel. Oh, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. And because it was God's plan to do it, God did it anyhow. And when that child was born, they saw that that child was just a special child. Mine. So fair. See, you could see that he was a different child. Say, yes, sir. That's him. God has answered our prayer. Our expectation has been fulfilled. Because it was what? Based upon faith. Faith on God's plan. Oh, my. My brother, my sister, we are coming to another one, which is something. But my brother, that's the greatest of all. What's your expectation? Amen. Expectation that's based upon your own willingness and my own willingness to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. You see, that one, you are not receiving something from God. It's you now going to sacrifice. And that's what is a little bit, but my brother, that's the greatest of all. Amen. If you have an expectation that you be of what? A service unto God. Oh, for the past 2 weeks, our pastor, Pastor Andrew, has given a powerful account of Apostle Paul. My, so powerful. See? His expectation, Apostle Paul's expectation, was to do the will of God. Oh, the Lord is looking for as many that will do that. Tonight, as we are going to pray, please, Don't be asking, seeking only what God's expectation for you. But why don't you pray also that God is looking for people that are ready to sacrifice? Oh, yes, God richly bless the brethren. Everyone who is doing one or two things as a sacrifice unto God. Even all, everyone, any sacrifice that you are doing willingly, God richly bless you. Amen. That was Paul. He said, I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. That's what I follow. That's my expectation. That's my desire. That I reach that goal, the purpose for which Christ called me for. I just want to accomplish that. Amen. What Christ apprehended me for, the purpose that he called me for, that's what I want to want. I want to achieve. That's my expectation. Oh, yes, sir. And you know the purpose, what God called Paul for? Mine. Read it in Acts 9, 15 and 16. God told Ananias, he was a disciple in Damascus. When Paul got blinded by the, when he met Christ on the road to Damascus and was blind. And God revealed to this disciple in Damascus called Ananias that, look, he is a chosen vessel. You are going to open his eyes. But listen, he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. That was the call of Paul. I will show him great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And that was the expectation of Paul. Oh, God bless him. That was his expectation. I must accomplish the purpose for which God called me for. Amen. And once when he wrote to the church in Philippi, he was in prison in Rome. Prison in Rome. Yet he was suffering. Yet he said, I don't feel like living. I've already apprehended. I have accomplished. No, even in prison. And so he said, I'm reaching forth unto the things that are before me. My expectation is I will press towards that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, I must keep the faith and finish that course. My brother, will someone pray that way tonight? Amen. Is that your expectation also? That you will fulfill the will of God. You'll be of a sacrifice unto him. Oh, God bless you. I see the hand of a precious brother Sasha. Every yes. That's my expectation. What he called me for. Tonight, will you ask him, Lord, I want to know your expectation for me. What I need to do. My part to play, my position. That's my expectation, Lord, tonight. Help me, Lord Jesus. Yes. Now let's read something from the prophet and quickly get into prayer. The same from expectation. He said, expectation, that's a great thing. To expect something. You usually get what you expect. That's it. You usually get what you expect. Oh, wherever you are, say amen. We have prayer requests here. Number of them here. So, what you expect tonight. Oh, praise God. Is what you are going to receive. He said, some people come to the meeting and say, well, I don't expect to get anything out of it. Yeah, they won't. But those who expect to get something, God will give them their expectations. If they are doing it reverently, in the fear of God, my brother, take notice of that. Amen. Because that's how we're going to pray. See, if they will do it reverently, in the fear of God, whatever what your expectation is tonight is what you will receive. Amen. He said, when your objectives is right. Your motive is right. It's going to happen. There's just no way to keep it from happening. Praise God. Oh, so my brother, my sister, what is your expectation tonight? Amen. What have you been? What have been your expectation for some time now? What is your expectation from the Lord for the future of your children? Have you recognized the goal that is set before you? Always remember the ultimate goal. Always remember the ultimate goal. To sit with him someday. Amen. Let that be your expectation. To sit with him someday in glory. Oh, may our expectation tonight become a strong arm of faith to reach out and receive every desire upon your heart, the needs upon your heart, your expectations, as long as you are willing tonight to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto him. Oh, may every expectation tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it, not my power, but the Holy Spirit speaking to you, then receive it. My soul, wait thou only tonight upon God. For my expectation is from him. He's only my rock and my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation. My brother and my sisters, we get ourselves into prayer. Oh, yes. You got to be loving him better every day because he's good. He's merciful. Oh, his loving kindness, so great. Get yourself into your prayer positions. As we get all these prayer requests in prayer, and then your expectation, pray first over these requests, and then bring your own expectation before him. Amen. Oh, Lord, I love you better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. Oh, close by his side, I will abide. I'm loving better every day. Oh, I love as you give us the prelude, we get into prayer. I'm loving better every day. I'm loving better every day. Oh, close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. After the prayer, Pastor, will you take over in the name of Jesus Christ? Amen. Let us pray. Your expectation, oh, must come from him. God, which he bless you.
Thank you.
Amen, saints. Shalom, God bless you. That was very powerful. I really do appreciate and thank you, Brother Max, for the blessedness of the word. Yes, our expectation is in him. You know, we're looking for a house. If you put your expectation in the estate agent, it's good. They can let you down. You know, we appreciate the help that they can give. You put your expectation in man, man can let you down. People can get busy. People can forget about you. Remember Joseph in prison that time. Always his expectation was in the Lord. And then he put his expectation in the butler. And he told him, please, when you get out of here, please tell Pharaoh about me and let me, so I can come out of here. And the man forgot him for 2 years. So that's when you put our expectation in man. And that is why David now, man after God's own heart, his expectation was in the right place. His expectation was in the Lord. He put his expectation in the place where it could never be disappointed, because with the Lord, you always get what you expect. So that's really where we want our expectation. Let's tune in, friends. Like when you got your gun and you need to put the telescopic sight, you need to put it on the right target. Whatever our need is, let's put our hope and our trust and our faith in the Lord. Because our expectation, if it's in him, he has the right time, he has the right way, he may use people, he may use the estate agents for our sister Dash, he used the employment agencies, he uses all those things. But our absolute and our ultimate is not in them, our expectation is in him. And may our souls rest upon that. So Brother Max, it was a very powerful word. I appreciated it this evening. May the Lord richly bless you, bless your family. We thank you, Brother Vlad, for the song worship as well. It's a blessed thing to have an opportunity at the end of the week to call upon his name in prayer. Let's come before the Lord now. Let's ask Brother George. Brother George, you come and close for us in prayer. I know when Brother Max was speaking some of the prayer requests, it was a little bit, the internet wasn't so good. I'll just say some of them again. Let's remember Brother Wilmore and Sophia in Bulgaria, and that the Lord bless him in his work this weekend. There was that request on behalf of a sister from Brother Tom's church and a brother, Brother Davy Jones. We knew him pretty well. He was 53. He passed away this week of cancer. So the funeral was yesterday, leaving, as Brother Max said, two teenage sons behind and his wife. So we pray comfort for the family. May the Lord really, really comfort them. If you heard as well about what happened across with the saints in America, that young brother and that young sister, I received the message this morning from around Brother LaFontaine's area there, you know, just going home, a newly married couple in the message going home. There was a gas leak in their house and the gas exploded and killed two of them and their cousin at their house. A very sad, sad story, a very nice, very young couple. So praying for the Lord to comfort the family. That's not an easy thing to go through. Sister Dash is looking for the Lord to just show her that. May the Lord grant her peace. That's something inside of her soul that speaks within, that settles before she needs to make that decision, that she might know the way that the Lord wants her to go. And let's pray for our services on Sunday. Pray for Sunday school. We so do appreciate our Sunday school teachers. What a blessing to our children they are. May the Lord bless them, both for the juniors and the seniors. We do appreciate it. Coming up next month, by the grace of God, July, we have Brother Peter from Poland, a young minister, coming across with Brother Jonathan at the end of July. We're just arranging it this week. Avoca have given us the small place, Densmore Lodge, for a weekend. I think it's the 24th, 25th of July. So we've invited the saints from Poland. They'll be coming. And we're trying to arrange now for our young people to have some special meetings at the end of July. So let's keep that before the Lord in prayer as well, for the Lord to bless Sunday service as well. We desire the Lord to help us. Let's pray for the new saints in our midst. Let's pray for whatever the Lord lays upon each and every person's heart. Brother George, will you close for us in prayer? Thank you, brother.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your kindness, your goodness, that, Lord, ever shines, that atones, O God. Father, direct us in all that we do, that, Father, we may give you the glory, Lord, amidst our lives and in the things that we do, O God. Father, we pray. Father, we pray, Lord, Father, that thou would lead us, Father, as the pastor, as Lord, Father, expressed, O God, all these requests that are before us, O God. Father, Lord, we want to reverence thee, for, Lord, what a blessed time it is, when the church comes together like this, oh God, and prays together. Father, listening to that testimony from Iran, how that Muslim lady said when she met Christ and they would go into that house and they'd pray together. Lord, we don't know the value that we have. Lord, to come together, Lord, as a church. Yes, we can pray on our own, but there's something special. Lord, when the saints come together and they commit these requests unto thee, O God, in the light of what has been ministered, Lord, what a blessing, Lord Savior. It is, Lord Savior. Oh, let us treasure, Lord, and use these opportunities, Lord, whilst we have them, O God. For Lord, as our prophet admonished and warned us, that one day these opportunities will dry out, O God. Father, Lord, guide us, help us, Lord, as the pastor, Lord, made mention of, Lord, Father, that young couple from the U.S. Oh, what a tragic thing, Lord. Comfort, Lord, Savior, their families, comfort their church, oh God. Father, Lord, Savior, we don't understand. We think of, Lord, some time back when those young saints died in that plane crash again. Lord, Father, precious Savior, these are difficult things, Lord, to understand, Lord. But the one thing that we know, that, Lord, his eye is on the sparrow. Father, you watch over us, Lord. And you know everything, Lord, that we go through. You know everything, Lord, Savior, that would be, Father, tomorrow. We ask your grace. Bless, Lord, and comfort, Lord, Father, these believers, Lord, even upon this time, Savior God. Oh, Jehovah, we pray for Brother Wilmore, who has traveled, Lord. Bless him, bless his family, Lord. Prosper his journey, Lord, Savior. For all the needs there in Bulgaria, we commit them unto thee, even amidst this time, Lord, Savior God. We pray as well, Lord, Savior, for Lord, precious Savior, all the needs that we would have. Father, Lord, our Sunday services, our Sunday schools. Father, these things don't just fall in place, but it's your grace that, Lord, keeps us, oh God. For Lord, how you admonish through your word for us to train up our young Lord. Father, we train them at home, and when they go to Sunday school, they only have that once a week. They've been trained again by, Lord, Father, the trainers that you have provided, oh God. Lord, precious Savior, we send our children to school every day, Father, but we send them to Sunday school once a week, Lord. Father, and we believe that once a week, Lord, Father, those brethren, Lord, would take them, Lord, Father, to a height where they reverence and respect God, Lord, Savior. Bless, Lord, that work, Lord, Savior, God. Prosper it beyond measure, Lord, Savior, we pray. We think of, Lord, Father, precious Savior, the one concerning a church, Lord. Father, we see how our church is growing, Lord, in number, Lord, Savior, God. There's so many people coming to join us, which is a wonderful thing, Lord, Father. But, Lord, our church is slowly growing smaller and smaller. We pray your grace. May you open, Lord, the windows of heaven, Lord, even upon us, oh God, that we get that place that would suit us, Lord, that place that we'd have our own parking, that we'd have our own, Lord, Savior, Father, facilities, Lord, Savior, like we desired, Lord, before, our own area, Lord, Savior, God. We ask your grace, Lord, for you are more than able, Lord, Savior, for this is your work, Lord, Savior, God. And, Lord, how we've seen throughout, Lord, the years when we grew in number, Lord, we moved to the next place, Lord, Savior, God. Oh, Father, and we will not forget, Lord, what you have done for us in this place where we are. Prosper, Lord, Savior, this we pray again. Father, we commit, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, Savior, the Sunday service. Bless, prosper, Lord, Savior, we pray. Bless, Lord, Savior, from the Sunday school to the main service, Lord. Father, yet again, Father, it takes consecration. It takes an isolated life for the minister, Lord, Savior, to come, Lord, and minister on Sunday, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we pray your grace. Bless that service, Lord. We think of our sister Dash. Oh, what a blessed thing, Lord, to even have, Lord, jobs to choose from. Father, Lord, there's people that don't even have jobs. Father, all we pray that you'd give her wisdom at this time, that she'd make the right choice, oh God. For, Lord, you have dealt favorably with our sister, Lord, Savior. Oh, precious Savior, how long she spent on her feet, Lord, cutting hair, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, Lord, let that come to an end, Lord, Savior. Let it come to an end, Lord, that she enter into her profession, Lord, Savior, that she trained for at college, Lord, Savior, God. Bless our sister, Lord, Savior, we pray. Even at this request, Lord, Savior, God, thinking of those meetings coming up, Lord, in July, Lord, Savior. Oh, the plans of Avoca. Father, we pray every time we go there, good things happen, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we pray your grace, Lord, and we pray from hence, Lord. Father, now that we've heard it, Lord, we continue and persist in prayer. Father, Lord, Savior, oh God, for those meetings, Lord, let there be a blessing, Lord, Savior God, to the brethren, Lord, Savior God. Oh, Jehovah, we lay all unto thee. Father, Lord, Savior, this one of our pastor. Lord, we don't panic about that one, Lord, Savior God, for we know, Lord, Savior, Father, Lord, Savior, as the prophet, Lord, Father, Lord, Savior, when he was ministering, Lord, he would say, or the man said, God is fixing to do something, Lord, Savior God. All we know, we just want to be still, for you're going to do something that is beyond our expectation. Something, Lord, that we cannot fathom or imagine, Lord, Savior God. Yes, we can fantasize what we desire for our pastor, Lord, Savior God. But Lord, Father, that, Lord, Savior, that you have, Lord, we can never imagine or fathom, Lord, Savior God. We pray your grace, open that door, make a way, we pray, even upon this time, Lord, Savior God. Bless your people, touch your people. Brother Eli, where he is, Lord, Savior. Father, we pray for our brother, knowing indeed, Lord, he's tuned in today. Thanks to our brother Nat and his faithfulness, Lord. Father, we pray for him, Lord, Savior. Lift him out of that place, Lord, Savior. You've kept him, as Brother Max said, longer than the doctors said, Lord, Savior God. Father, yes, the doctors only go according to their knowledge, Lord, Savior. But they are limited, Lord, Savior God. But as believers, Lord, we are unlimited, Lord, Savior God. For we have the power in Christ, Lord, Savior. And you can lead us, Lord, Savior. Father, beyond this, Lord, Savior God, we are still in expectation for Brother Pele, that, Lord, we start to see him again coming into services, Lord. We know in due course, Lord, he'd start coming to services and going back to that place. And then eventually, Lord, he'd be home, Lord, Savior God. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. Bless the brethren. Bless the saints. Keep us now as we part. Bless Brother Maxwell. What a blessed thing to see him again. Father, Lord, to think. Father, Lord, just, Lord, Savior, a few weeks ago, he was in a bad way. But Lord, Father, here he is again, standing in his post of duty, using all that he has, using his life for the glory of your kingdom. Bless and prosper, my brother, Lord, Savior God. Guide us now, Lord, Savior, as we would part. Let us never part from thee, Lord, but stay amidst our knees, Lord, Savior. Brother George Martin, we don't forget that one, Lord. We lay before thee, Lord, Savior God, and all other needs, Lord, Savior God. Direct us, shepherd us, Lord. Keep us always, Lord. Give us journey mercies when we come on Sunday. We pray your grace, Lord, Savior God. And we go, or we wait with great expectation. As our brother said, we get what we expect. We have big expectation for Sunday, Lord, Savior God. Keep us, my Father. Bless us, direct us in all that we do. We bless your name. Bless your church. Bless the brethren, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother George. Brother Flood, we hand over to you. Let's finish with two songs, whatever you have for us. And saints, God bless you richly. Bless you this night. May he renew your strength at the end of the week. Grant you a blessed Saturday until we meet at his feet in his house. God bless you richly.
Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings and eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees, still in your own good time. You answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee. Help me pay on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Maybe we can sing, fill my cup. Fill my way. Fill my way. Amen. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with a heavenly thou, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness grow. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly down, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be over and I'll travel no more, but have I in my hope above. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Day with love. As I walk with the heavenly down, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly down, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love.
Thank you so much, Brother Vlad. God bless you richly. God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful evening. Brother Pele, God bless you, bro. Brother Nat, thank you so much, brother. May the Lord bless you there. God bless you, saints.
God bless you, Pastor.
Bye. God bless you, bro.
Bye.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye.
Oh, Brother Pele, God bless you, my bro. Yes, good to see you, bro. Like Brother George said, soon, bro, we want to see you in church on Sunday, back to the home. Then after some time, in church and never back to the care home.
May the Lord grant that the petition that was asked.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. Thank you so much, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Like a king there. Join us for all night, brother Pele.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming all night, yeah.
Oh,
all night, yeah.
Pele, God bless you.
Vraiment, Bonnie.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, bye.
Yeah, my. Yeah.
My. Amen. Yes, bro. My.
Ah. Oh, no.
Très bien, bro. Très bien.
Donc, bazou bébé, bon. Ah, mais serait bien tombé. Ah, non, mais c'est bien. Trop bien.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, saints.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless everybody.
All right.